Recording in progress. Okay. So we're now recording. Welcome to May 2022 monthly webinar version one. All right. So, yeah, my head's rather doughy, but my eyesight's come back. So the migraine thing's going away. We will come good. So I've got two things that I have been working on, and this has been consistently two things I've been working on all year, really, and probably part of last year. One is kids and money, which I'm sure you've heard me talk about before. And the other was something I introduced back in February at the quasi mega conference, whatever we're going to call it, which was the thought that it appeared to be too hard. You could easily get someone to a point where they go, oh, yeah, I should do my budget. I should let you do my spending plan. I should be responsible. I should fix up my finances. But getting them to go from should to actually doing it has always been the bugbear. And this time last year, I got so frustrated with you guys telling me how hard that was. Because when I did this like 20 years ago, I found it really easy. It was just was easy. So I didn't quite understand. But things have changed and people have moved on and the world's moved on. So whatever. So the kids and money thing was me basically going, how can we get people to want to talk to us about money? They don't want to talk about it in regards to themselves personally, but I thought their kids is a totally different thing, especially mothers, but sometimes fathers will get all emotional about wanting to make sure that their kids have the best journey in life. And money, we all know, is one of the biggest parts of getting that journey right. Not the only one, but it is a big one. People say, oh, having money doesn't make you happy. I go, yeah, but not having money can make you really miserable. So, you know, you've got to get the money story right. So I've worked for probably the last 12 months on getting kids and money ready to go. And the direction that I was taking it has morphed a couple of times. And I know a couple of months ago, Tricia, you were on one of the calls and we talked about exactly what we were going to do with it. And in the resources center right now, I've got all of the different chapters there. So you guys could act with it. They're not up to date, but I will update them shortly because I've gone back in the last month and found all of the gaps in the text and filled them as best I could in the time that I had. And so now I've got a new version of the book, which pretty comprehensively at the end of each chapter, it says, when your kids reach the age to leave home, they should know the following things. And then I've got dot, point, dot, 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 all of the different things. And so I've now gone back and thought, okay, if I'm saying at the end of the chapter, this is what your kids need to know, at the start of the chapter, I've got to tell the parents, okay, this is the information that goes with that. So I'm pretty much gone and plugged all of those gaps and updated the book. And then what we've been doing is getting all of our ducks in a row to actually start selling that and giving you guys a link so you can sell it and share in the $10 booty that we're actually charging for it. But it's not about, you know, you and I making, you know, sharing $10. It's about you getting a person who is saying to you, I would like to help my kids be good with money, which then gives you the opportunity to build a relationship with them. And I'm quite confident that at some point in time, especially when you get to the chapter on budgeting, and everything that we've got in there, they will come to a point where they go, you know what, we really should do something about this ourselves. And there is the obvious entry point for let me help you with that. In February, when I talked about what we're now calling the price ascension model, where we were saying that, you know, put your affiliate link, your link for signing people up with the software, all over the place, and let's just get people paying $10 a month so that you then know who's interested and you can build a relationship with them. That still stands, but kids and money is actually another opportunity, pressing another emotional button to get people to say, yeah, let's do something in this area. So the interesting thing is that I started getting Kathy to focus on, hang on, I've got somebody texting me, probably telling me that I haven't let them in. Yep. So was that you, Deb, just sent me a text? Probably. Sherry's now waiting in the wings. Everybody's coming late. Everybody's coming late. All right. Deb, Sherry, was it you that texted me, Deb, or Sherry? No, you're muted.
Yeah, it was me. Sorry, I was having some...
Yeah, no, it's all good. We just started without you because you were late.
I get that, but I have had trouble.
Hello.
With the computer.
Hello, Abby.
Couldn't get in. Hello.
Long time no see.
Yeah.
Very long time.
Well, hey. All right. Well, I won't start again, but basically we've been talking about how kids and money and the price ascension model, your affiliate link, fit into the bigger picture that is kind of like the new marketing concept. So I was just about to say, in the last few weeks, I've finished off the Kids and Money book rewrite, getting it better. I have I'll share my screen and show you what I've done with the home with the Kids and Money website. And that is that one there. Okay, so push that over there. So I've done a little bit of rewriting on the sales copy. Basically, the same, present the problem. Are you worried about your kids and their financial future? Aggravate the problem and basically say, if you don't do something about this, their life could suck just as much as lots of other people's lives suck. Price of living going up, everything, pressure. Time for change. How about we help you teach your kids about money? Here are the 18 topics. Can't turn back the clock and undo the past. We can do something about the future. This isn't just for kids. It's also for parents, because when you teach your kids, you'll learn all of this stuff while you're teaching it to them. So click here to find out more, because I've talked about the book. And when you click on that, it takes you through to the resources page, where we have something that Kathy knocked up, which is just a fake image of a book because it doesn't actually exist. And below that, we've got a list. Okay, these are the resources that are available to parents so far. The book, click here to buy it. Currently reduced $10 to $9.95. There's what I'm calling an ideas bank. Now, this was going to be an ebook, but I decided to put it online so I can continually update it and add to it. So this is the book is all about what to teach your kids. Even though I've said how to, that's just because I want to get my rankings good up on Google. But this is basically, you've got the book. Here are some ideas on how to apply what the book says. And I'm currently working flat out on turning in all of those ideas that I've got into a web page. And I think at the moment, it's actually an online Google document that Kathy and I are pushing backwards and forwards. And I'm doing every topic with 4 age groups. And my goal is just to get one idea for each of the age groups across the 18 topics. So what's 4 times 18? 72. So I've got to get 7. That's not bad when my head's all doughy. I've got to get 72 ideas in there before I put it live. And then I'm just going to keep adding and adding and adding. And any input from you guys that I can get on ideas, things that you might have done with your kids when they were little or when they were older or whatever, I want to know about it, because the sooner I can get this all padded out with lots of ideas, the better. So I'm basically saying to people, buy the book. When this is live, you'll get free access to it. And then obviously when it's live, I'll basically say when you buy the book, you'll get it straight away rather than when it's ready. Then there's a Facebook group, which is where people can go and share other ideas and results with other people. And then I've got video and blog tips that I will get back to doing once I get past this part of it. So this week, starting not tomorrow, but the next day, I've got some Facebook ads running for 4 days. And my goal is to get people to the Kids and Money website and to pay $10 to buy the book. That's my goal. And Kathy did a post day before yesterday. What's today? We met up on Tuesday and organized some of that stuff. She told me yesterday on the phone that the post that she had done, I think it was on Tuesday, had skyrocketed. It was about kids and kids and money. And it had the best sharing and views of any of the posts she's ever done. And there were even people saying, this is the, you know, the space that we're interested in right now. So, and then last night I jumped on my computer to do a bit of stuff and I noticed that somebody had purchased a copy of the book. Mm-hmm. We haven't even started trying yet. So that tells me I'm in heading in the right direction with this. So that's an update. And by the way, this basically is to try and give people the idea that this is a book and this is an online thing. So how to teach your kids the 18 critical money topics. All right, any questions about that? Do you guys feel like this is something that could dovetail into or become something that you could do? It's to me, it's something that it opens the door to the topic of money without being scary or making it look like we're going to get you to face up to your, you know, all of the elephants in the closet and the elephants in the room and all of the, you know. Yep, so Tricia's giving me nods and everybody else is kind of, yep, all right. So,
yeah, I think, David, I think that it's definitely something to do. And I've actually started talking to people about talking about money with your kids, like your adult kids.
Yep.
It's like talking to them about the birds and the bees.
Yep.
We're really restricted in what you want to do. Like adult kids go out and then they find they're in trouble, but you go, oh, should I step in? Shouldn't I step in? Should I tell them? Do I know what I'm doing anyway?
Yeah.
But it's like there's this resistance thing in that conversation still, from what I'm seeing.
Well, for the adults to talk about money or the...
And telling their kids how they should be doing, you know, when they leave home. This is the process, and this is what you should be doing. And I'm finding that really quite an interesting topic at the moment.
It's a human nature. We don't want anyone to tell us what to do or to tell us that we've done something wrong. Or that, you know, we just want to be free spirits and nobody telling us what to do and nobody controlling us. And so, you know, it doesn't surprise me that there is that resistance, even though you would think that for most people it would be like, if I could show you how to turn your financial stress into joy and book an annual holiday every year and have much more fun with money than you've ever had before, would that be of interest to you? You would think nobody would say no. And maybe that kind of approach would work at first. But as soon as it comes down to this is what we're going to do, it gets scary. And then the fear gets people sort of like, anyway.
It is a very scary topic for people.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of shame and guilt around how people use money. They feel like they're being judged from the media and things like that, especially if they're on a low income, because everybody assumes if you're on a low income that you've done something wrong.
Yep.
So there's a lot of head in sand.
I'd rather just go and buy a Harley and go out on Sundays and have fun and ignore the fact that I can't afford any of that. But Sherry?
Yeah, and that's why whenever I meet any new client, those words are the first things I say. It is not your fault that you have money problems because you weren't taught in school. You may feel like you have, the head in the sand, I use that. And so those are words that I say. I want them to know that I know how they feel, not them thinking, oh, she doesn't understand. No, I say it straight on out. This is probably how you're feeling.
Yep.
And it's normal.
Yep.
And there's nothing, you know?
Yeah, we come into this world with nothing. If we're lucky, we've got parents who provide for us, but then we get launched into the world. And basically at that point, what chance have we had to actually earn a lot of income? Not much, maybe some. But suddenly you need all of these, you know, somewhere to live and somehow to get a car and clothes. And how can you not end up being caught into that, sucked into that funnel of, we'll give you the money, we'll give you the credit, you can have all of this stuff. But everybody else seems to have, and it's very normal for you to have debt and all of these things, and it's like, yeah.
And the media is constantly telling you you're not enough without their product, whatever the product is. Exactly. And the fact that we've got, they now target us so well that just about every ad that comes up is something we would be interested in.
or they tell you how bad your life is going to be if you don't have this solution to this problem that you don't have.
Yeah, yeah. That's a big one as well.
Yeah.
One of the things I talk to people about is using the analogy of a detective and a scientist. So being a detective with what's happening now and working out what's happening. So instead of, I think it sort of puts it like one step away in some ways. So the idea that you're being a detective, you're analysing what's happening with your money and trying to work out where the leaks are. And then the scientist bit is, you probably won't get it right first time and it's never fully right.
Yep.
But using the scientist's idea of, okay, I think this might work, let's try it, the hypothesis.
Yeah.
Make a hypothesis, give it a go, and if it doesn't work, you've learned something.
Yep. Sherry, you had a...
Yeah, I was just saying, I just finished another 8-week course and someone came in halfway through. So I was, just came in and she had said to me, I have embarrassment and shame around my finances. And I said, that's the past. We don't deal with the past. A spending plan is all about the future. Come along to my group class, just come and observe. And she came and she loved it because she could see that other people weren't perfect with money either, but they were getting better with their money.
Yep.
And so, yeah, we just need, I'm just really honest with my people. And if I can see that they're having a hard time sharing why they don't want to do something, I kind of, do you feel this way? I have clients who felt this way or this way, and they go, oh yes. Cause sometimes they just don't even know how they feel. Sometimes they just don't even feel because they're just so over it.
People don't have very good emotional vocabulary.
Mm.
They have very, there's a lot of people who only do sad, bad, glad, basically, those sort of things. They don't have the nuanced stuff. And one of the things that I've learned is that the more words you have to describe emotions, the more you can cope with them because you can be more nuanced with it.
Okay.
Mm.
That's a thought too.
Mm.
All right. So I think we're all kind of in agreement that this is, Deb, you go for it.
I have a question. This is your website that you're promoting. You're doing the Facebook ad and promoting the book.
Yeah.
How is that tying in with for us?
Well, a couple of months ago, I asked you that question. Do you remember? I said, I'm not quite sure. I'm a bit concerned that this isn't working for you guys. And then you said, if we can sell the book, we'll be happy because that way we can get the lead from having sold the book. So it's exactly.
Yes, if we can, that's right. Yeah. So are we putting links to
you will
your...
be able to. Absolutely. Right.
Yeah, good. Okay.
The mechanics of how all that works yet is still kind of coming, but that's so you'll be able to use your affiliate link to sell subscriptions to the software, and you'll be able to use another affiliate link to sell the book.
Cool.
And I'm basically going to turn the spending planning website into me trying to sell $10 subscriptions to the software. Because remember, those of you with this last month, it was basically a website. The whole goal of it was contact us and I'll get a spending planner to call you. And it wasn't happening. So I thought, too scary. Nobody wants to give their contact details so we can give them a call. How about I just tell a sad story about how money pressure and cost of living is causing everybody grief? Here's a solution. It's going to cost you $10 to dip your toe in the water. Give it a go. Because that's what my Simply Budgets website did for years and years and years, quite successfully. So let's go back there. And I said to you guys, I don't have the time or the inclination to be saying, oh, let me be your spending planner. So I will, every time somebody pays for a subscription, I'll go, who would like to make contact with this client and see if you can offer them some tips and some help and then help them to become a trusted friend who wants you to help them. So
How are we encouraging people to go to the spending planners from there? But you just answered that.
Well, basically I'm going to supply anybody who I can sell it. Not that you would stop doing what you're doing.
No.
Basically, I'm going to go out there and see if I can get some people signing up for the software, because then they've kind of crossed that line of saying, I want to change and I've taken action, and we can go that, you know, one of you guys could go, yes, I'd like to talk to Mary Smith. Okay, Diane, you can look after Mary. You go to Mary and say, hey, I'm a spending planner. I noticed that you've taken up the subscription. Just in case you're interested, I'd be happy to give you 20 minutes of my time, because some people just can't get off the starting mat or whatever you call starting point, because there's things that don't make sense. Be happy to help you if you would like some help. And there is your opportunity to start a relationship. Mm-hmm. And then a relationship, you know, in February, if you were on the conference, I actually showed you, I took you on a little journey as to what happened with me from thinking that all I was selling was some boxes of software, and what came out of it, all of the seminars and the courses and everything else that I ended up selling to a lot of those people who I just thought I was just selling boxes of software, but there was so much more came out of it. It wasn't funny. So
can I ask you a quick question about that? To do with copyright type stuff. If we want to do courses and use some of the stuff that you've taught us as spending planners, is that a problem?
No.
The way you do the, what do you call it, the bank account system, that sort of thing?
No. I mean, if you've directly taken words, cut and pasted from some of the stuff that I've given you, I'd appreciate it if you just showed me, this is what I want to do with this.
Yep.
Unless you do something really horribly ugly that I go, No, that's, you've changed that's just wrong.
Yeah.
You'll basically get a, yeah, go for it from me. Because I have no intention of being a hero in any of this. All I want to do is the reason I started. I got so many goosebumps from helping people. I just like goosebumps. So I just want to keep helping people. So let me ask some questions. Deb, you're smiling brightly there. So tell me, how do you see kids and money being useful to you? Is like, can you see a clear path for you?
Not as yet.
Okay. What about the affiliate link?
Yeah, I can see that they will work. I just haven't figured out for myself how I'm going to make it work for me. That's all.
What sort of things could I do for you to take some of that, I don't quite know how to do it, away?
Well, a thought that did just pop into my head was the fact that you have built a website with Kids and Money. It would be nice just to be able to plant that into our website somehow without it actually being an external link.
I've got no problem with you guys copying stuff from this website and creating your own.
Okay.
So it's a parallel universe. And maybe you could, we're in competition, but we're not really.
Problem with that because of with Google.
Yeah, I'm not that, sure how much like of an issue that
seeing the same thing in 10 different places and it goes further.
Yeah. So I'm not even sure that that's a really huge issue anymore. I know it was at one point in time. Google just went no more of this, and I think they've sort of relented a little on that. But
I will actually ask a guy that Deb knows, Cham Tang. From Ascendi Education, I go to his Q&As, and he's an expert on Facebook and Google. They trained him. I will pick his brain on that topic.
Clearly, it wouldn't make sense to do it word for word anyway.
Yeah. No. I'm part of the MFAA, which is for brokers, and they just blog things that we're allowed to just take and put into our website. And their thing is that you need to change at least 10% of the words.
Yep. Mm. So it's not an exact word-for-word copy. Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It does seem a bit odd, though. There's plenty of franchise businesses out there that all operate under the same logo. Mm-hmm. They would have identical websites.
Mm. Well, maybe they operate from one website and there's a drop-down list, pick someone in your local area.
Or
maybe
they
not.
They don't all do that.
No?
No. Yeah. Anyway.
Sherry, you looked like you had a thought or a question there.
I mean, I have the old version up on my website. Well, we've actually just moved it on to my website this last week.
Old version of what?
The old version, like November when you first released, there was only 17.
Yeah.
And now there's 18. And I think you said last month that there's a little bit of change in some of the different units. Have you fleshed them out a little bit more, or?
Well, you missed the first bit. I've spent the last month going right through the book. At the end of each chapter, it's got a bullet list of this is the thing your kids should know by the time they leave home. And I realized that I hadn't necessarily explained all of those things. So I've gone back and as much as possible there's probably gaps still, but I've filled in a lot of gaps by putting in more information, talking about those things that are in the bullet list at the end of each chapter. Mm. So last night when I saw that I'd actually sold a copy of the book and I realized the person would have actually received the older version, I very quickly emailed, here's the latest version, chuck away the one that you got earlier in the evening when you purchased that. Now uploaded the correct one. But it will all be in the resources center shortly. There's so much going on. A month goes like that, and it's like, where did the time go? But I'm doing my best.
Okay, so the stuff that's in the resource center now
is out of date.
So that hasn't been updated yet. No. Okay,
there's 18 topics there.
Yeah.
Since that went there, I've now gone back and added sort of.
Okay.
My goal is to keep it at 18. I do not want to add any more because that would just cause too much confusion. And it's 18. That's what it is.
Yeah. Probably getting to the two. Almost too much. Most things they say 12, like 12 at the most.
Yeah, well, I couldn't stop at 12, sorry.
No.
18's really good too, because that's like they're now an adult moving out of home thing as well. So, reframe it.
18-year-olds.
Yeah, well, Sherry picked up at one stage.
I need 17. I need 17 before 18. Yep. And so I just have a bonus lesson in there, which makes it, but because I use that, I sell my course for $17.18. So,
Well, number 18 is death and will. So you could kind of make, we probably should think about this at some point in time, even though the one I added in was actually 14, but
So I put it after the 14, I put bonus out on after 14. It's a bonus one so that they still go in order, but I still promote it as 17 money truths, because that's how I teach. Yep. 17 money truths to teach your kids before they're 18.
Yep, that's really got a catchy, but you can easily say 18 by the time they're 18.
Oh yeah.
What are you using to do your course on, or is that?
It's my website, my WordPress website. I have my own website.
So you've uploaded videos, or what is it? How have you done the course? Is it what sort of course?
Well, I have the course from the Spending Planners Institute, or the, the thing. I just have created it into a course.
Right.
Yeah. So I have a module, and then I have a course, talk about this topic and then talk about this topic. So it's basically, it's just so that they can work through it, rather than,
But Sherry, have you got it like just each web page? So each topic has a web page, and at the bottom of the page it says click here for the next topic, and it takes them to the next web page, or?
No, it's actually a course plugin for my website.
Oh, okay.
So it's a proper course website. Proper course plugin that I use
in WordPress
that does all that for me. Yeah.
What's the name of the plugin?
WP Courseware.
Have you got so it's WordPress you've got as well?
Yeah, and it's my own. It's WordPress. It's the one that I own, so no one will ever take my thing away from me. And then I get that included in my, my IT guy, who I get my domain and everything off, he gives me all these plugins. Otherwise, you would spend a lot of money. I mean, just WP Courseware, I don't know how much that is a year, where that's included in my fee to him. So I'm really lucky in that sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds good.
But you could do it that way. You could do it as just a page on your website and say, okay, at the bottom have a link that will go to the next lesson. I mean, you could easily do that.
A long time ago, that's what I did on the Simply Budgets website. Basically, it was, I think, going about 8 or 10 steps. And at the end of the step, it just said, click here to go to the next one.
Yeah, easy.
And each step was just a web page. So,
Sherry, yeah. How much time do you put into it for the $17? Like, did you say that your course is $17?
Yeah, it's just them access to it as if they were buying the PDF book. Instead of an ebook, they're just getting access to it in a course form rather than just an ebook. Yeah.
Right.
And so that it's making them, you know, because there will be quizzes. I put in little quizzes at the end, you know, just to see, get them interactive into it.
So you're not putting any time in?
Oh, no, I'm not putting any time into it. At the end, of course, then I'm trying to get them to go to the next step, which is, hey. So it's just
about sending out the...
It's a funnel. It's my funnel, part of my funnel. I'm getting them, you know. I start off with something that's free, an introductory course, which just has the basics of the difference between a budget and spending plan. And then the next thing is my... Kids and Money for $17.18. Then the next thing is, hey, have a month's worth for $10. That's to get into the affiliate thing. That's to get them in, and they just get some basic videos.
Yep.
And then after that, they realize they need my 8-week course. And so then they do that, where most people go directly into my 8-week course.
Mm-hmm. All right. So in the Resources Center, Tricia, you'll find all of those out-of-date chapters. And there was even an email sequence that you could use if you wanted to just basically, sign up for my free course, and then email one, step one, email two, step two, and links to them, because I've got all of them on my website, and you can actually use those links to deliver it to people. So, but it's all going to be updated in the next week, because I've rewritten and I've got lots of work to do that.
And David, I noticed you've changed the kids and money.
That was one of the next things I was going to actually say.
But you haven't finished it.
Oh.
It's not consistent.
What? Hang on. Share screen. What have I got wrong now? Where is it? Resources. So
go to the top of the page. Look at your logo.
It's being replaced. What I've done is I've gone back to the high school where I used to teach. I've spoken with the art head of department and offered $150 as the first prize money for a student to design a Kids and Money logo.
Nice. Now scroll down.
Wait till I get that out of my way. Yes.
That wasn't there. Where's the body? Maybe it was actually in the...
In the home.
Chapter? The home.
For the home screen, yeah.
Have I missed something here? Because
I saw a few of them, but I just can't remember where they were because you're going so quick.
So I still had the apostrophe, not the two dashes.
Yeah.
Well, you're the reason that happened. There's one there.
It does look so much better with the dashes.
There's one there.
Yes.
And there's another one there.
Is that in a Word format?
In
your original document?
No, I'm using something called Dashboard Online, which is... Paul Barbie is a friend of mine, and he's creating this whole online CRM system.
Okay. And well, if it works like Word, you should be able to do a search and just find them all.
Find and change.
I'm not sure that feature is in there yet. He's working.
Cut and paste it into Word and then do find and replace and bang it back in.
Yeah, we lose all our formatting when we do that. So, but yes, I know what you're saying.
Are you going to get it professionally edited and layout?
What, the book?
Yeah.
Not at this point in time. To me,
you can probably get it pretty cheaply one of the cheap online overseas people.
Yeah, yeah. My total focus is just, I'm not going to let analysis paralysis or perfection infection stop me from getting going.
No. David, all you need to do is copy it into Word and do the find, and it will just highlight, and you can just don't post it back in, just use it to find them.
Oh, okay. Yep,
and then you can find it on the page. You just need the two monitors.
Well, I mentioned it to Kathy weeks ago, and the next day it was like just about everywhere I looked it was changed. So but I will mention to her that you told her she got it wrong.
And I shook my finger at her.
Abby.
I'm eventually going to do it as a get it made into a Kindle version.
All of these things are possible.
Yeah.
I just don't see. I'm not the kind of person that wants to go. I've got it. Well, in the past I have been, but I've kind of gotten more and more like, let's just do what we have to do to get this out there and see what we could, what we learn, yep. and do what we need to do as we need to do it. So, fly by the seat of my pants.
So you're not, Abby, you're not planning on hard copying it at the moment.
Possibly, but before it goes to hard copy, it will have to go out to somebody who goes yep. over the design. Yep, absolutely. But you know, that could be 6 months before I could get to that, and I want this now. So, and I've already sold a copy, so that just proves it works without being a hard copy.
Yeah,
and all of that. Abby, you've got a son. How old's he?
8.
Okay. So you're a parent, smack bang in the age group that we want to start aiming at. Give me your thoughts on kids and money and how it might work with you and your network, and is it something that you could, I mean, I asked Deb before, so now I'm asking you.
Yeah. And that's probably partly why I'm on this webinar, because I've not actually been paying that much attention, and I think I need to actually start attending these things to focus in, to actually be aware of what's going on. So I'm not the right answer. I don't have the right answer yet. I need to sort of involve myself in a bit more to do that.
All right. So that's a cop-out, and I'll let you use it. But let's just think real quick on our feet.
Yep. Well, to be honest, a girlfriend of mine just this week, she posted on her Facebook page how she was quite disappointed that ASIC basically forced Commonwealth Bank and other banks to remove banking within the school environment because of the fact that they were just
using that as a way to put credit cards in the hand of 18-year-olds.
Correct. Yeah. But I guess the reality is it wasn't. Yes, they were getting the kids, and yes, the kids possibly were staying with them into adulthood simply because they had the account there in the first place. But it also was more about teaching the kids how to save. It was about me as the school banking person saying, oh, what work did you do this week to get that money? What are you saving for, and so forth? And within that post, a lot of her friends said exactly the same thing, that they want ways to teach their children how to save, want ways to teach their children what to do. So that, and that probably that post is what spurred me on to join this today, is because yes, we need to teach our children, and parents want to.
Yeah, well, back on the webinar in February, I said, I remember over the years coaches saying to me, if it's not easy, you're doing something wrong.
Yeah.
And everything we've been doing was hard.
Yeah.
And I just perceive that this is going to be much, much easier. And by the sound of that, you could, had you been up to speed with all of this,
yep.
you could have easily gone in there and done a couple of posts on your Facebook and said, by the way, this might be of interest.
100%.
Yeah, so, and all it is, it's like Sherry's using it as a way to get people in the door, in the funnel. And, you know, the funnel's big at the top and little at the bottom, and we all understand that. So.
Yep, 100%.
Yep. Tricia, is there any way that you can see right now how this could be applicable?
Well, definitely as a funnel option, definitely. I better read it first.
We don't get too in depth.
I'll wait for the updated copy so I don't have to read it twice. No. And also to definitely need to start that funnel type thing. So definitely an option there. And I like the idea of what Cherie's done, as always. Cherie, love your initiative and the way you do it, is creating a course around that. You've got a PDF, you've got a one page, one chapter. Do it as a coursey thing for them, and to buy it as well.
Let me do a screen share again, and I'll just show you. It'll be here.
Because if you put it in a course, you can have at the end of every chapter, here's some questions, and they get emailed to you. And so then you can actually reply to them and say, where they may even give an idea of how they could teach their kids. And then that's something. So it's interactive.
So But in the Resources Centre, can you see that?
Yeah.
So Kids and Money was right at the top of the menu there. And so basically, there are the 18 chapters plus the introduction. And then ideas to help you get started, which basically, oh yeah, that's morphing into this web page rather than a book. And then Word versions of each one. So these are PDFs, these are Word versions. Mm-hmm. And then an email series, which you could use if you wanted to just send out every 3 days, here's next chapter, next chapter, next chapter, however you want to do it. But there's basically the email series is a already to use version that maybe Sherry, I don't know whether you used that or whether you created your own or what you did, but when I first started, I was just looking at creating some resource that you could give away as a freebie, something on a topic that would be different to what we were flogging that wasn't going so well. And then since then, it's come like, well, because I started off as a book, then I pulled it apart and made it into an email sequence or a course, like Sherry's used it. And I thought, why not put it back together as a book and actually sell it? Because here's the thing, you all know Barefoot Investor, I'm sure you've heard of him. And if you followed him at all, you'll know that he's a couple of years ago said, I'm not doing this anymore because I want to go into schools and teach kids about money. And it all sounded very noble, but I actually think the reason behind that was because all of the rules at ASIC were saying that what he was doing was no longer legally possible, and he had to stop doing it. And so about a year ago, he had when people all signed to a petition.
Yeah.
And it's online petition. And I think he had millions of people sign it. Get the banks out of schools and let me get in there and teach kids about money. So I know this is the space that he wants to get into. And I
I'm
going to claim this space before he can.
He wants to get in there because then people will go in there and buy his book. It's no different.
Yeah.
Absolutely no different.
So
it's educating, yes, but it's still out. It's not doing it for free.
The difference was the CBA supported the schools and gave money to the PNC and supported the schools with their program. He's trying to sell to the schools.
Mm-hmm.
There's a big difference between what he wants to do and what the CBA were doing.
He's saying he's going to do it for free, but no doubt the resources won't be free.
There will be a book to buy.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
There was nothing to buy with the CBA. Yes, later in life you might have stayed with them, but there wasn't anything to buy.
Yeah. So I just see this as it's a vacant space at the moment, and I'm going flat out to see if we can claim it, because even if it's not what we originally said that we were about, it leads right into what we originally said we were about. And it was just too blunt at the front end before. Let me charge you $1,000 to do your spending plan. Whereas now it's like, let me just get to know us. This is what our passion is. This is what our heart is. We're going to help you teach your kids about money. Oh, you don't know how, and you don't know it yourself. Well, let me help you. Oh, you should be teaching your kids how to do a spending plan. You know how to do one? No, you don't. Like, let me help you do that. And just a nice, softly, one step at a time. Different people will go further, on the journey with you. Some will go a little way, some will go a bit further, some will go a long way, some will stay with you for the rest of their life. And
I was just thinking. I've lost what I was going to say. I'm going to put a bookmark into my book with the Kids and Money, with a QR code for going to the Kids and Money thing.
Oh, yeah.
Which I think will work. But I think, that's what I was going to say. If you can actually get thinking about the ASIC stuff, if you were actually get a financial planner to look, I know it's not their field specifically, but, or a financial counsellor to look through it, and give you a review in the front, it would go really well authenticating it. And then, like, I was just thinking, what sort of disclaimer do we have to have in the front? You know, are they going to call it the giving financial advice, you know, that sort of thing?
I think the way I've written it, there really is no problem there, but there's good suggestion there, so I appreciate that.
Definitely put a disclaimer in the front.
Yep.
and maybe get someone to do that would add to it.
All right, now I've actually got some stuff here on a bit of paper that I was talking with Nick earlier while I was lying on the couch with my eyes closed and trying to get my migraine to go away. One of the things that Simply Budgets version 2 was brilliant at, if you had a budget, as we called them in those days, and you had somebody who wanted to try out some different scenarios for the way forward with their life and their finances, they could do a backup of the plan that they had and then go file, restore, create a second budget, and then they could modify the second one and they would have the original and a modified one, and they could go backwards and forwards between the two and even a third or a fourth one. So what if we sold the car? What if we bought a new house? What if we sold the house? What if we went on a holiday? All of these kind of scenarios. At the moment, if you want to do any of those scenarios, you've got to basically go in and change data and then change it back. So I had a bit of a conversation a few weeks back, and I said, this is something that we used to do so brilliantly, and it was so easy to help people work out what's the best plan for them, or let them work it out. And we don't have that ability so easily anymore. He said, oh, it'd be pretty easy to do that. I went, well, let's do it. So he's working at the moment. He's already created all of the tables, which are, that's computer talk. And it's going to be a simple case of press a button to do a backup. And it's like a snapshot in time. And it will copy all, not the spending plan itself, because every time you change a date or a number or a description or anything, we delete the whole plan and recreate it. It's like a slide with a projector showing up on the wall. So we just take the list of transactions and use that to project 20 years into the future or 10 years or whatever. So he will just basically make a copy of all of that data. It'll be in the client's space in their area. And then if they want to restore, they can make some changes to it, don't like what the changes are, restore and bring back what they had. And then, you know, like, so it will just give people the ability to try out some scenarios. And instead of then having to go, now, what changes did we make? Just go back, restore and bring back. And it'll say the date and the time of when they restored it. So that, I think, will be a really useful tool.
Can I just ask, since you're talking about the software, when is the mobile ready version coming?
Well, you took the words right out of my mouth, because my next thing on my list is, and this, I know this is just dipping our toe in the water, but it will, within 3 months, Nick thinks this will be up and running. It will detect whether you're mobile or not, and the dashboard only at this point in time will go, oh, I'm on a mobile device, and it will display a cut down version which is designed specifically for a mobile device. But that's the first step in that direction.
Thank you.
Adding to that, he has done some research, and one of the things that came out of some stuff that I put out in the last few months, I did a video on how to use Spending Planner on your phone, on your Android or your iPhone. I don't know if you've seen that or not, but it is pretty easy to use in its current format on a phone if you Zoom it. But somebody made the comment that they wanted to have an icon that they could just tap on to go to their spending plan, like you would if it was an app. And so we now have that, and that will be available, so you could actually put it up. If you want to use Spending Planner on your phone, here's the icon, put it on your desktop, and you can go straight to your spending plan, just like you have on all our little icons on your phone.
David, where was the information you said about doing the mobile? Is that in resources? Is that what
it you said? Was put on the Facebook page, and I thought we sent an email out about it. I'm not sharing it.
How long ago was that?
Oh, in the last, about a month ago, maybe. I did one a couple of months ago, but it didn't have iPhone because I didn't have an iPhone. But then Kathy did, so one meeting that we had together, I said, as an opportunity, get your phone out. We did a Zoom meeting, and she shared her screen, and we went in, and I just recorded the whole thing and then cut and pasted that into the video. So there is, and I'm just...
So that's on Facebook.
Let me have a look. It's on Facebook. Has Kathy put it in the resources center? Does, I can't see it there, but it's definitely on the Facebook page and in the Spending Planners YouTube.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Just go, if you go to the Facebook page and scroll down a bit, you'll find it. It's definitely there, not that far down. So yeah, for people that want to have a little icon on their phone so they can get straight to it, that's going to be, I'm not quite sure how we make that available because it's already done. I've just got to work out how to deliver it. And then the other humongous thing, in February when I came up, when I announced this idea of using our affiliate link to just get people onto the software and then go from there, the idea was that people could click on your link, sign themselves up for the $10, and automatically get an account in Spending Planner, so you didn't have to do anything. You would just get people, hey, you've got a new client who's already got access to the system, everything's done. We spent a lot of time trying to get it to automatically create the account in Spending Planner. It's easy to get their $10 subscription started, but to get it to go in and actually create an account and issue a username and a password, we've just come up against a brick wall. So another problem that Nick and I have is we've got so many people who are taking a few percent here and a few percent there and a few percent and $10 here, and like the amount of money we get from all of the payments every month is a lot less than what comes in. And so we thought we'd kill two birds with one stone here. We're actually going to get rid of the CRM that I've been using for a long time. And we're just going to put a PayPal buy now button in on the Spending Planner site. You'll have your own PayPal button that signs people up for the software payment. And we will, it will basically be within the Spending Planner application. So we'll get totally away from the system that I've been using in the past. Sherry, I'm just talking about, you know how we've got a link for the selling the $10 subscription. We're going to it'll be a PayPal button, and each one of you will have your own PayPal button. You can put it wherever you like. And when, because we've got control over the back end of that and all of the code that goes with it, we will be able to get it so people click on that button, pay their $10, and their account will be created straight away in the Spending Planner. So there's a whole bumpy road to go down for that to happen, because right now we've got 600 or so people, their credit cards in the system, about 500 pay $10 a month. And if we suddenly go, we're going to throw that system out, we need you all to give us your credit cards again for this new system. And like, there's going to be a parallel universe for a while where we transition and we move people. And but it's just, I think in the end it will be worth the agony and the pain of going on that journey, because we'll actually get more of the money that people pay, and it will be easier for us to deliver that outcome that we all thought was going to be a lot easier to work with.
What about if people don't want to use PayPal, because some people don't like
PayPal? Well, a PayPal button will let you use a credit card. It will let you use your PayPal account. It will.
Yeah, I forgot about that, yeah. I've got a PayPal account for the books. So.
Yep, yep. In fact, there are a lot of people who don't want to use a card who would like to use their PayPal account. So,
right. And David, I think maybe when you do have to change it over to that, maybe get it around a big update. Say, hey, and as a thank you, we've been working really hard on this and we want to release this update.
Yep, yep.
You know, so that they... You know,
some new feature that's really
It will motivate them to redo it so that they can see that new feature. That
we'll have to announce to everybody that we're changing our system. One of the positives in the system I use, when a transaction goes through, the credit card number is visible for I think a week or so, and they're like all of their details, name, address, credit card number, expiry date. I can see it for a short period of time. So if we basically said to everybody, we're going to move your payments over to this new system, then I could basically manually transfer. But the one thing I don't have is the 3-digit number off the back of the card. So that may make it impossible to do that way, just manually taking it and moving it to PayPal. But one way or another, we've committed to, we want to go in that direction, because we lose thousands and thousands of dollars to ANZ and to eWay and to one shopping cart. And every time they do a transaction recurring, it's another 30 cents US, which doesn't sound like much. But when you take it off $10 Australian and you do that 500 times a month, it's like a whole lot of money. So we've just decided that I think it's 2.6% PayPal. That's it. All done. So we're going to be doing a lot of changing in that area. We're going quiet now.
We're listening.
So, Abby, did you get what you were hoping to get from today, or have I, is there more? What info do you need to come up to speed on where we're up to?
I probably just need to start immersing myself in it all and just looking into it fully. Yeah.
So what I think would be a good idea, if we send out an email to all of the spending planners with an update on where we are with all of the resources for the kids and money. So let's just click on a link and have a look at it. So that's at your fingertips. That would be helpful. And a bit of a, this is where we're up to and this is where we're planning on going sort of thing. A bit of a map. That.
You want us to give you feedback?
I'm always into feedback, don't you?
Yep.
No. Never hesitate to give me feedback. Look, Deb gave me feedback and she's turned my whole world upside down. I had to redesign everything.
Doesn't it look fabulous?
Well, we came to the realization that the website is kids-n-money.com. So why not make everything that we do exactly that?
Yeah,
it just made sense. And at the same time, it appeased you. So come on, let's kill two birds with one stone. Somebody else asked a question, I think, or was starting to. Was that you, Diane?
I just said, what did I say? It's consistent, need to be consistent with the branding across it. So that makes sense.
Yep. Trish? Or if she might have run away. Oh, she's on the phone. All right. Yeah. Sherry, you happy with today and what we're up to? And any like, I know last month you were doing a kids and money workshop. You had one person. Where is any developments from there?
No. I mean, I did follow up. And yeah, he's basically on my newsletter list now and all that stuff. So, I have his information, and that's the biggest reason why I do webinars is to collect emails, because then I got them until they unsubscribe. They will regularly hear from me.
You can send your propaganda. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, actually, one thing that I thought I was a little bit tickled pink might be the word. Sherry said to me that she used the PowerPoint presentation that I put out to you. In the early days of Kids and Money. And I just had a look here. It's not actually in the resources center. I'm not sure why, but I will put it there because you said it worked okay.
Oh, it was really good. It was really good. Except.
A bit between the start and the finish.
I did a post about the reasons why you need to teach your kids. And I got a bit of flack from some people. One, my niece, who was divorced and felt like she was a burden to her family because financially, a few of the reasons why we want our kids good with money kind of rubbed some people wrong. So I re-edited it, the post. But like I said, it's nothing's bad publicity. It got lots of people talking. Yeah. Well, more my niece. And I just private messaged her and just said, you know, and she just knows, she goes, you know, for her, it was just a very tender thing that she she had been married and then had to come back home because of finances and stuff like that. But anyway, she was fine with that. But other than that, I've just changed those little bits in the PowerPoint of those reasons to be more from basically what I generally say to people anyway.
Yeah.
But the actual PowerPoint, yeah, so easy. It really streamlined and took them through and left them at the end to think, oh, I want to know more. Because it basically introduces and tells what that 18 things are, but it doesn't go into any detail. You're just saying these are the things that you can teach. So then, hey, and then at that point, I just said, okay, he, you know, I gave him the link to buy my course and that. So, but it was really well, really very simple, but very effective.
I did not put a lot of time into that. It was just like, I need to give you guys a, this is kind of the direction we're going. Here's something I've knocked up in, I don't know, 30 minutes. And you've used it and it was good.
Oh, yeah. No, it was really good.
Cool.
So do you do voiceover over it, Sherry?
Pardon?
Did you voice over that one or you were just speaking?
No, it's just a PowerPoint. I actually just use the PowerPoint and I'm talking through it.
Right.
I said live because I'm on a live webinar. Right. I'm just
talking live, not the
call. Yeah, I'm talking live. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but no, it's good.
All right.
And of course, I edited and changed it to different things, you know. You always make it.
It's not
your
the
own.
PowerPoint that I
can. You always tweak it.
like I put a slide in there about me. Like, who am I?
Yeah.
You know, where there's a slide in there about the Spending Plan Institute, which I kept that. But then I had to go that step further and tell them a little bit about me. And then, of course, at the end, things that will lead them to me.
Yep. Cool.
Yeah.
All right, ladies, well, it's been lovely chatting. Is there anything else that you would like me to cover, or are we all done for today?
That's pretty good.
Don't ever hesitate any time at all to pick up the phone and call me if you've got a burning issue or something you'd like to do and something you need to know. That's why I exist, so.
Could I just ask Abby what her email address is?
Want me to stop the recorder?
Sure. No. Abby, ABBY.
Yep.
At Conlon, CONLON, financialsolutions.com.au.
That's a long one.
It is.